This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Let the good times roll right out into your backyard. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday, and we are lighting up the backyards of Michigan. We're on the Michigan Talk Network. Want to welcome our friends at 1490 KLQ in Muskegon, 930 The Score in Battle Creek, and 1360 WKMI down in the Zoo. We are lighting it up. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, peace, love, and barbecue, baby. Yes, welcome to Kalamazoo and Battle Creek and Whitehall. Great towns to be in. We're adding more towns in the next couple of weeks. We're totally blanketing Michigan with barbecue sauce.
Man, you got to love it. Right now on the line, we're going to go a little bit south of Michigan.
You think so?
Right down there to Lafayette, Louisiana, and we're going to be talking a little Cajun with our friend Greg Guidry. Greg, you out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Hey, we got, are you T1 or T2?
Dude, I'm the original, bro. Don't get no better than me.
You sound just like your brother. We're talking with Greg Guidry from the Cajun Grill Company, part of the Percy Guidry Company. His brother Keith Guidry is on the phone, on the grilling line with us quite a bit, giving us some good Cajun recipes. And Greg here is in charge of the manufacturing side, and they make a grill called the Cajun Grill. And that thing has recently landed in Grand Rapids at Garrett's Appliance and Sobey Meats. And Jop is all over that thing. I have a sample of that grill, and I've got my dog tied to it right now because I know Jop wants to drag that thing back to his house.
Greg, you got that thing down, man. I've not seen a grill like that. We're really enjoying using it. Let's break it down for those that don't know it. Talk to us about how special it is.
Well, the great thing about it is that it's so easy to use. I mean, user-friendly, I guess you'd call it. I mean, it's you put that baby on cruise control, you got complete control of the fire. Your hive control is a key, and your air control for the draft. To be able to cook it at a low temperature, slow and low, is the way to go.
Yeah, and you know, you've got that side place where we can put the pot and make those stews and those jambalayas, and I know I'm murdering all of that. There's some, but all the dishes that you can make, it's so unique with that. What is it, a stewing pot? Help me out. I'm from the north. I don't know how all that works.
Well, most times down here in Louisiana, we use cast iron cookware. It's very, very common. You drop in a 12-inch or a 14-inch Dutch oven, cast iron Dutch oven, and you can cook a chili. You can cook a gumbo. You can cook.
You could probably do a boil in that, couldn't you?
I mean, my dad cooked a pork roast on that thing. It was incredible. I mean, you're cooking it over a low fire. You get that smoked flavor. You leave the lid off of the pot. You make sure you're full of water, and you make sure you have nice and moisture, a lot of moisture in there. And you can do a Boston butt and just cook it over a low fire. But what a lot of people like about our grill is that it lasts for a long time. It's American made. I mean, that seems to be the big thing right now. Is, you know, people are tired of this Chinese crap coming from overseas, and it's, I call those the landfill grills that you find at the mass merchants. I mean,
that's
just
right.
Junk. You know, this is made in America. It's made in Lafayette, Louisiana. We make them right here one at a time. And 16-gauge material, and it normally lasts about 20, 25 years. And if you can get a grill to last like that from overseas, I'd be a surprised Cajun, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we cooked on one at Sobey Meats here recently, and what's really cool, another thing I particularly like when cooking with charcoal is to have that elevated coal bed. And your coal bed, I mean, I know everybody's used one before or at least seen them. Yours actually works very efficiently and easily. So it sounds kind of silly, but that's one of the nice features about that grill is that it just operates nice. And it's like around $1,000 for the whole setup, a nice, big, wonderful, high-quality charcoal smoker.
Right, and it's a family grill. I mean, we call it, it's an event. It's not like a gas grill where you're going to, although you can use it, you know, 7 days a week, most people use it on weekends for big parties, big family gatherings, and it allows you a lot of cooking area And it's just a fun grill to operate. I mean, like you said, you have ease of control of the fire. You can raise and lower the fire bed real easily with the arm, you know. And women love it. I mean, believe it or not, if your wife isn't scared about lighting a fire, I mean, women love this. And I love to see a woman cooking on our grill.
I bet you do. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're talking with Greg Guidry, who is, I think, president and CEO of Cajun Grill Company, and his brother Keith and him each run different divisions of that place there in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I bet you right now you're looking at the Gulf of Mexico, because I talked to your wife earlier, and she said you snuck down to the cabin.
Well, I'm looking at a boat launch right now with these yo-yos doing something with their boat, and I'm not impressed, but I'm just waiting in line to launch my boat so I can go do some fishing, that's for sure.
We have all been to that boat launch where the guy tries to back his boat up, and it's worth the price of admission watching that thing jackknife six ways.
That's sometimes just the best thing to do is just go sit at the boat launch and take a six pack. Bring your girl to the...
I want to giggle. If you really, really, really want to giggle, I'm going to tell y'all a story of what happened just now. Guy pulls right up across me with one of these tailgate model baskets, and everybody's seen those where you put ice chests on the back, where this thing is completely meshed out and has a lid on it, and it's full of beer cans. All right, this Cajun people are nuts. I mean, just crazy, crazy nuts.
That's great, man. All good. Well, Greg, hey, we appreciate you taking time on your busy Saturday morning to touch base with us up here in Michigan. We've got a little bit of your love. It's going to be north of 80 up here today, which is a little unseasonable for Michigan, but we're enjoying it. It's a great day to get out in your backyard. Try one of those Cajun grills and make it happen. So we appreciate your time.
Well, thank y'all, and I'll tell you what, if anybody out there wants to try a grill that's solid like a rock that you can use as a boat anchor, that's going to last 20 years, that's going to cook like a dream, if you're tired of the landfill grills that fall apart in 2 years, you owe it to yourself to try an American-made product that cooks incredibly. It can smoke, it can barbecue, it does it all. So
okay, and
definitely would
appreciate it. And if you're in Michigan... Thank you. And in Michigan, you can go to Sobey Meats and Garrett's Appliance in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and check out the Cajun Grills online for your nearest dealer in your location. So thanks so much, Greg Guidry.
Thank you. Let the good times roll, Big Daddy.
Peace, love, and barbecue, baby.
You damn right. That was... All right.
So, you know, Jop, we have September 29th. Mark your calendar, September 29th. We got a huge meat festival going on, and nothing gets me excited like grilling meat. You know that. It's going to be the worst fest.
Yeah, guys, put this on your calendar. You're going to want to come from all parts of the state to check this one out. We're going to have a giant barbecue festival in the end of September to kind of wrap up the grilling season for the summer. You will not want to miss this. Stay tuned. There's more details as this thing gets closer, but there's going to be bands. There's a haunted woods. There's a corn maze.
It's very big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It. We draw people from about three states. They come in from Canada and New York. It's a very big festival. It's over in a little town out in the country, and it's a giant farm. Okay, it's like about 1500 acres, and it's just a giant farm. A fella named Jeff turned into a corn maze. We've got an area where we're going to be shooting off pumpkin cannons, and here's what I want to challenge the folks all around the state. If you're in a tool and die business, if you're a machinist, if you're just handy with a welder, if you're one of those guys that has to make things, here's my challenge to you. We're looking for the best of Michigan, the engineering bros of Michigan, to make pumpkin cannons. We've already got several entries. Now, we've got some really good pumpkin cannons coming into this thing. Right now, we can shoot them about a quarter of a mile. I bet you somebody out there can get one to shoot further. And there's going to be some prize money and all kinds of kudos and a big trophy for the best pumpkin cannon. And you know, size your barrel, just send me an email. It's Bob at the Grilling Guys if you want to enter this. But we want some good engineers from the east side of the state because we know you guys can make everything over there.
Yep. Hit us on Facebook, the Grilling Guys on Facebook. You can get Bob on Twitter. We are out there. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. And you can give us a little bit of information that you want to get involved with this, and we'll make sure that that happens.
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter at Grilling Guy.
Thanks for listening, Michigan. We're really happy that you joined the Grilling Guys. We're part of the Michigan Talk Network. Make sure to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. Enjoy your weekend.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.